Welcome to Family Worship Radio, hosted by Lee Dodd, where we dig into the Bible and other great books just as we would in a family worship setting. You can utilize this podcast as the content of your family worship, or simply use it as an aid in your preparation. Let's get started.
Welcome to another episode where we study the attributes of God. In this episode, we will be looking at God's supremacy. I'm reminded of an occasion in Martin Luther's correspondence with Erasmus, when in one of his letters he wrote, "Your thoughts of God are too human." And this so accurately describes much of American Christianity today. As we see the Lord saying in Psalm 50, "You thought that I was one like yourself." And so many fall into that snare and trap to think that God is like them. God is far greater than we could ever think or imagine. For the human mind to wrap his head around infinity is a troublesome task, dare I say, impossible. And so let's take a venture down the road of God's supremacy together. And let's stand in awe before our great God who rules supreme in the heavens and over all that he has made. A.W. Pink, speaking of God's supremacy, says, "Were all the host of heaven and all the inhabitants of the earth to combine in revolt against God, it would occasion God no uneasiness and would have less effect upon his eternal and unassailable throne than has the spray of the Mediterranean's waves upon the towering rocks of Gibraltar." In 1 Chronicles chapter 29, David prays in the assembly. And let me read a portion of his prayer in verses 11 and 12. "Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heavens and in the earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come from you, and you rule over all. In your hand are power and might, and in your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all." Or in the words of the psalmist, Psalm 135, verse 6, "Whatever the Lord pleases, he does, in earth and in heaven, in the seas and all deeps." We don't have to read very far in the Old Testament historical narrative to see that God does whatever he pleases. He allows his people to cross the Red Sea on dry land, and then allows the waters to come crushing down upon the Egyptian army in pursuit of his people. In Numbers, when rebels rise up against Moses and the authority of God through his prophet, the earth opens up and swallows them. In Joshua's day, when they were in the thick of battle, the sun stood still. And why? Because God controls all elements. In the heavens and in the earth, all of it is his creation and is at his beck and call. Every moment of every day, God has plans and purposes, and no man can thwart his plans. God is supreme in this way. He is over all creation. There is none like him. The greatest earthly rulers and authorities that have ever lived are like a candle burning compared to the blazing heat of the noonday sun. God is King of kings and Lord of lords. And we see once more the supremacy of God in that in him, as the Bible tells us, we live and move and have our being. We see in Hebrews chapter 1 that this supreme God upholds the universe by the word of his power. Truly nothing is too difficult for him, and he does all that he pleases. And all that he pleases is good. Think much higher thoughts about the great God of the universe today. Children, recognize that there is none greater or bigger or stronger or more authoritative or more good or more loving or more merciful than the supreme God of the Bible. He is the only God. He is the true God, and there are none that can compare with Him. That concludes our study today in the attributes of God. Thank you for listening to Family Worship Radio. God bless you.